This podcast is brought to you by Money Control.
Hello and welcome to the Market Podcast powered by Money Control. Well, my name is Shita Janand and today I have with me a very special guest, Sampath Reddy, who is a Chief Investment Officer at Bajaj Allianz Life Insurance Company Limited. Sampath, the key force behind Bajaj Allianz Life Insurance Fund Performance, manages about 60,000 crores in terms of asset under management. Well, welcome to the podcast, Mr. Reddy.
Well, thank you. Thank you for this.
Well, Mr. Reddy, the first question I wanted to put it across to you is that one thing which we cannot close our eyes is definitely the recession which is looming, as well as the COVID-19 outbreak. In fact, both the events are interlinked and will have long-lasting damage to the economies across the world, including India. What are your views around that?
Yes, Kritesh. In fact, the impact of the COVID is quite severe on the economy. I mean, as you've been watching the news, and there's been a lockdown across the globe, not just in India.
Yes.
Because of this, you know, the impact on the GDP is going to be quite severe. You know, already many of the economists are suggesting that, you know, the GDP growth for this year is going to be 2020 is going to be somewhere around, you know, -2% or thereabout, or even lower than that,
right?
You know, from the earlier estimates of about 2.5% kind of a growth.
Mm-hmm.
And even in India also, you know, as we speak, you know, most of the, you know, the economists are now suggesting that, you know, the growth will be somewhere around about 2.5%, versus earlier estimates about 6% for the kind of GDP growth for the FY21.
Right.
Yes, it is, you know, impact of this is going to be quite severe, you know, unlike the, you know, previous 2008 crisis where it was largely a financial market crisis, you know, this is actually coming from, you know, the real economy as such because of the, you know, severe shutdown that we are all witnessing. And also we have to see, you know, how long this will last, you know, how long, you know, how we will come out of this. That is also going to play an important role. Initially, most of the people thought that it is, nobody's anticipated that impact of this is going to be so severe.
Yes.
But as we started, you know, getting into it, you know, people are, you know, really, you know, estimating that its impact is going to be quite severe in the economy. But having said that, you know, nobody's taking away the fact that it is going to be a, you know, severe dampener for the economy. But on the positive side, you know, central bankers across the globe and the governments are reacting, you know, very positively. And as you see, you know, the U.S. Fed has cut the rates twice in the just a span of, you know, very short span of time by about 150 basis points. And also U.S., you know, Fed is expanding the balance sheet in a big way. Just in the last 1 month alone, you know, they've expanded the balance sheet by about 40% to $5.8 trillion.
Right.
So they're pumping a lot of money there. And also, you know, U.S. Government has also come out with a fiscal stimulus of over $2 trillion. So there's, you know, same way it's happening, you know, in the Europe also, UK has cut the rates and, you know, most of the other, you know, the other European countries are also in the financial stimulus mode.
Yes.
And same is the case with India as well. Like, you know, India also, you know, I mean, in the recently, you know, RBI has come out and said that, you know, they've cut the repo rate by 75 basis points. They've cut the CRR also by 100 basis points. And also they've announced a moratorium on some of the loans.
Yeah.
So the many steps have been taken by the central governments and the central banks and the governments to, you know, tackle this impact of the recession, slowdown, which is going to be there. But we have to see the net outcome, you know, how much the impact will be in the economies as we move ahead. But on the positive side, I would say that, you know, there are many steps simultaneously taken by the governments and central banks.
Right. In fact, yes, there's some bit of uncertainty around, you know, COVID-19 outbreak. But what is the kind of world that you're looking at post-COVID-19? You know, we feel that a lot of investing as well as human habits will actually change. Do you think investors will be more cautious and might not go overweight on equities?
See, on the overweight on the equities point of view, you know, as you recall that, you know, historically speaking, whenever the investments were made during the challenging times, whether it is GFC or a demonetization time, you know, those were the time, you know, those investors have got the best returns.
Cool.
So I would say, you know, in spite of the fact that, you know, we are going to have a severe slowdown from the economic point of view, But I think, you know, stock prices have factored more than enough for this kind of a slowdown that we are going to witness. I mean, and ultimately the stock prices are a function of, you know, the long-term earnings potential of the business. Mm-hmm. It's just not the one-year earnings or the 6 months earnings, you know. Mm-hmm. You know, but that is pretty much, you know, I would say intact, you know, may have come down by, you know, a little bit because of the near-term impact. But, you know, share prices have come down across the board substantially. Mm-hmm. And most companies are trading way below their intrinsic values. So because of this, I think in spite of the impact of the COVID and the recession and slowdown, I would still think that, you know, I would urge not to, you know, go underweight on equities. In fact, this is the time to go overweight on equities. But, you know, for the second point of your question, yes, you know, the businesses are going, you know, because of this issue, it is not just any other recession and, you know, or a slowdown. Mm-hmm. You know, this is probably going to have a long-lasting impact on many businesses. Mm-hmm. You know, mm-hmm. because of this, you know, nowadays, you know, as you see, because of the lockdown, most companies are geared to, you know, do the, you know, work from home and, you know, are realigning the business model, enabling technology more and more. You know, mm-hmm. those things are going to be the, you know, norm of the day, you know, as we move ahead. So those things will certainly be the in a new norm for the most of the businesses going forward.
Right. In fact, yes, the world will in fact change here post-COVID-19. And another thing which I wanted to put across to you is that which are the companies or sectors, you know, that are likely to see a V-shaped kind of a recovery after the lockdown?
During this period, what is very important is that, you know, liquidity is very important across the companies. Mm-hmm. And companies who have got sound balance sheet, you know, companies who've got low gearing, low debt, right. And a substantial amount of liquidity in their balance sheet, mm-hmm. those are the companies who are going to be the winners. As you see, in terms of the sectors, I would say, you know, some of the companies and sectors in telecom or pharmaceutical or even IT services.
Right.
So I don't see, you know, these companies under these sectors, you know, would be impacting much. In fact, probably, you know, they will be the ones, you know, probably who could recover, you know, quicker and faster.
Mm-hmm.
They will have a relatively lower impact. But some of the other sectors, like, you know, BFSI, for example, you know, could see, you know, issues in the form of rising NPAs because during this mm-hmm. lockdown period, many mm-hmm. of the companies and many of the individuals will be suffering because of the lack of sufficient capital, and, you know, some of them could, you know, really, some of the SME and MSME sectors could suffer a severe setback. All of that could have an impact mm-hmm. on the BFSI space in the form of NPAs. I would mm-hmm. think that, you know, that sector will have some risks there.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the discretionary consumption such as auto, you know, these are the things which have anyway been facing some headwinds before itself because of the slowdown and
yes.
because of the EV transition and all that.
Mm-hmm.
I think they will also, you know, suffer somewhat, but, you know, they will, you know, recover probably with a lag. You know, first mm-hmm. thing, you know, to, you know, recover would be the ones which are, like, I would say, pharma, IT and, you know, staples kind of businesses. They're pretty much, you know, will recover faster or quicker.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And probably discretionary consumption oriented one will recover with a lag.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I would see that. But some of the industries which could have a, you know, relatively long lasting impact in terms of, you know, demand wise, you know, it could be the travel or it could be the hotel industry.
Right.
Or it could be the airlines. So probably they will take a really long time to, you know, come back or
mm-hmm.
you know, to the recovery phase.
Right. And finally, Sampath, I wanted to put it across to you that what are your recommendations to the listeners and how they can manage their investment portfolio at this point in time where there's a lot of fear? In fact, you know, what is the mantra which you would like to share with your listeners and especially with those who are investing in for the first time? Because, you know, we've received some data with respect to the new customers the new time investors, which are in fact, jumped to D Street in these troubled times.
Yeah, in fact, as I was mentioning that, you know, investments made during the challenging times like this, you know, have generally been, you know, historically speaking, rewarded very well. I would suggest that even with the new investors, even for the new investors, you know, it applies the same.
Right.
Across the board, a lot of companies are trading way below their intrinsic values.
Right.
And, you know, the this is a really good time to, you know, get into the market for the, you know, the long-term investors for sure.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, do not, I mean, these, you know, tough times, you know, do not last for a long period of time.
Mm-hmm.
I think it could take about 6 months or maybe even a year at the most for the companies to recover and come back to the normalcy in terms of business.
Yeah.
But once we know, once we see the, you know, progress, you know, happening towards the recovery, I think
mm-hmm.
the stock prices, you know, really react even, you know, faster than the, in, than the real businesses recover. So
mm-hmm.
I think, you know, my sense is that, you know, this scenario could probably last for about 6 months or 1 year in the worst case in terms of, you know, the slowdown.
Right.
But, you know, by, you know, stock prices, as I said, will react probably even earlier than that. So, you know, 6 months, 1 year, you know, I mean, I think, you know, it shouldn't be really a big issue for the new investors as well. You know, I mean, anybody who's looking at the equities, you know, they should certainly have a longer term perspective between 3 to 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
And with that view, I think, you know, anywhere from now till probably next 1-2 months is really good time to invest, is what my view.
Great. There's some bit of optimism coming from you, Mr. Reddy. Well, thank you, Mr. Reddy, and listeners for tuning into this edition of Market Podcast. But do stay log on to moneycontrol.com for more on news, business, and economy. Well, again, thank you so much for your time, sir.
Thank you. Thank you, Krithich.
Thank you.